PTV Pressure, Episode 1. Hey guys, it's Keita, and sorry for the bad sound quality here. I'm kind of using the built-in microphone on my PowerBook. I'm visiting my grandmother's house for the day, actually. We're going to leave at around 8 o'clock p.m. Actually, no, 7 o'clock p.m. So, yeah. So, this isn't really the first podcast episode of PTV. We did have another one, and I did that with my friend, Will, and he was recording it, actually, and he has a Windows, and I use Mac, so we were using Skype to talk to each other. And he was using Cast Blaster, and somehow we couldn't figure out that Skype Cast Blaster sort of connection thing. So yeah, the stuff that I'm using, I can't seem to do that either, so not yet. So we're gonna have to wait for Skype and on these podcasts. So, I guess I will play some PodSafe music, man. And let's see, this one's a really good song. Adam Curry's played it a lot on his podcast and the Daily Source Code. You should check it out. It's really good. And it's called Tell the FCC to Stick It by Cruisebox. Here we go. Oh no, that didn't really start off well. Wait a sec. Okay, here we go.
Do you remember way back last summer when mainstream radio was such a fucking bummer? Nothing too funny, clear channel motherfuckers did it for the money, but somebody heard the call. Now you can have it all. I heard it on a podcast, rocking fucking radio. You want it, you got it, just download it and put it on a podcast. No one's gonna stop you. Tell the FCC to stick it, kick it. Computer, that piece of shit was like a freaking Roto-Rooter. Now we've got Wi-Fi, downloading files fast, listening to everyone who's ever done a podcast. It's history, now you see each and every nation. Radio has got to go, it's our emancipation. Play that song, sing along, mash it up and mix it. Radio is fucking loaded. Somebody heard the call.
Okay, that was Tell the FCC to Stick It by Cruisebox, Podsafe Music. And sorry for all the things here. This is my first episode and I'm kind of learning. And I know it's a bad idea, well, I know now that it's a bad idea to put these music files on USB flash drives. Especially, I don't have USB 2 on this computer here. Actually, I need to get a new computer too. This is a PowerBook G3, 400 megahertz. You know, the Pismo things with bronze keyboard and everything. And it has FireWire and Tiger and stuff. And, yeah, I mean, the CPU is good, but, yeah. Yeah, and as you know, probably, internal microphones, those are like bottom quality and everything. That's what I'm using, and yeah, I actually I have a really good microphone at home, so I'll use that when I get home, I guess. But for now, I'm stuck with this, sadly. I'm crying over here. Just kidding. So, yeah, okay, let's have some more Podsafe, because music is cool. I mean, yeah, that's what podcasting is about, man. Music. Yeah, so, yep. Wait a second. Okay, so we'll have some, it's called Daydream by The Califaction, and this is a really cool, this is a really cool song here. So let's play it and see how it goes.
Come on.
Okay, again, that was Daydream by The Califaction. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but yeah, yeah, that was a pretty cool song there. Yeah, this is great. It's, yeah, the trial version of Cast Blaster only lets you record 10 minutes, so yeah, being able to record more than 10 minutes, this is great. So I will, if you want to purchase any of those CDs there, I will put a link up on the show notes linking to the Podsafe Music Network, which is, if you don't know yet, this is a really cool thing here. What happens is artists, they submit one or a few of their tracks to the Podsafe Music Network, and that automatically gives us podcasters access to their works there. So it's like we can't, like, I can't put like copyrighted stuff on here. I mean, like, that stuff is copyrighted, but it's not like, it's like putting it on the network automatically gives the podcasters permission to put it on their podcasts. So, like, for example, if I wanted to put some, let's see, like, some new, like, I don't know if you guys know Story of the Year or My Chemical Romance, but let's say, like, Linkin Park. I, if I want to put some of their music on this podcast, I would need to ask first their producers and then them to see if it's okay to put it on here, and that could take weeks, and it could also cost a lot of money and all that junk, and if you know me, I don't really have much money. Yep. Okay, so I'm really sorry for the recording quality here, and you might hear, like, during some of the songs, you heard some stuff, like noise, somebody closing the door, junk like that. It's probably because, yeah, well, see, I'm using Jack here. This program, like, it, Jack, it's a port of the Linux audio routing program. I can route audio, like, I'm using Sound Studio now to record, and a program I made to play clips, like this one, clips of music.
What do you think you're doing?
Like that, and yeah, so I put that all through Jack, and then Jack can put that all into the input of Sound Studio. And then Sound Studio, like, mixes it all, and it's pretty cool. So yeah, I need a quick way to, like, turn the internal microphone, to turn any microphone on, so while I'm playing some music, like, so you don't hear those doors closing in the background, junk, while I'm recording. And that junk, like, random noise, like, I don't know if you can hear now, but, this is, like, the windows are open, and, you know, it's on the lake. This is a great place. I mean, I love it, but, it's horrible for recording, because, I mean, there are cars driving by, not that many cars, but then there's all the boats on the lake, and I think, yeah, people coming in from swimming and stuff. Yeah, I just got in from swimming, so yeah. That was probably my brother there. Okay, so, oops, sorry. Okay, so, yeah, I guess that's it for today. Again, I'm really sorry for the equipment here. I really need better equipment. Well, this is just my first episode, so please forgive me. Please. Okay. So, please forgive me for all this stuff here. I'm really sorry. And next episode will definitely be better. Or worse. I'm not sure, actually. Because if I were recording at home, I'd have to record in the living room. So maybe I'll record at like 12 midnight or something when nobody's awake. So, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, that's it for today. I'll talk to you guys later. Again, PodSafe Music Network, the link will be on the show notes. And, yep. Okay. Goodbye.